أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ولا تبذر تبذيرا إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين وكان الشيطان لربه كفورا صدق الله العظيم. After discussing the rights of parents, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ, and give the ذُو الْقُرْبَى, that is the close family relatives, their haqq, their right. Here also when Allah Ta'ala in the ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not tell us what the rights of the close family members are. Number one, it should be taken for granted that every human should know the rights of his parents, he should know the rights of other family members. However, the Mufassirin have categorized it in a few categories. One category is that in our social interaction, they have a right. The way we speak to them, in the manner in which we behave towards them, that is also the right that they have, and we should fulfill their right. Thereafter, if there is any services they require from us, then they have a right, and we have to fulfill that service. And then they say that the last right is that if they are in need of financial assistance, then there is a system in the Sharia by which we will have to assist them because of them being our close family relatives, close family members. Together with that, Allah Ta'ala says, "Wal miskin," and the impoverished, the needy, they also have a right. And again, those rights are very similar, that we should need to interact with them on a level that is acceptable. We should also be of service to them, assistance to them, and then also financial. وَبَنَ السَّبِيلِ, and the traveler, the person, the wayfarer, the person that travels past, he will be, or he may be in some kind of difficulty, he may have some kind of need. One should not treat them as though they are alien to us, but one should try and embrace them. Thereafter Allah says, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبَذِيرًا, and do not be squanderous, do not squander. Now here Allah Ta'ala speaks about this word tabdhir, and then we will get the word israf. Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. They are two words that have a similar outcome, but the implication is a little different. Right from the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum, his children, Sayyiduna Mujahid Rahmatullah Alayhi, Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi, all of them have given different aspects with regards to the difference between tabdhir and the difference between israf. The simple explanation to all of that is that Shariat has given us and allowed us to fulfill our needs. In fulfilling our needs, if we exceed the limitations that has been set down by Shariat, then that is called israf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has allowed us, and Allah Ta'ala commands us that we should be eating, we should be drinking, we should clothe ourselves, we should also have a dwelling and all of that. So that is all part of the need. But when a person begins to go beyond what the Shariat allows, then that will be regarded as israf. However, in tabdhir, it is spending in those avenues which the Sharia never allowed in the first instance. So that will be with regards to sins, with regards to the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Certainly the mubadhir, that person who is squanderous, then they are the brothers of Shaitan. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala equates them, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about them being the brothers of Shaitan, and then Allah explains, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. And certainly Shaitan was unappreciative, he was ungrateful, unthankful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if anyone spends in any avenue which the Sharia did not allow at all in the first instance, then that will be regarded as being unappreciative, ungrateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali says that it is amazing that a person earns according to the commandments of Allah, but then he spends in the disobedience of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.